88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder Eckert Psychology and Education Center, joining me for a new topic for October, Kimberly.
Yes, 5 ways parents can help end mental health stigma in their families. So I am starting with some sobering statistics, but there's lots of hope as we go through the month. Mental health diagnoses in children and youth are on the rise. So we have about 1.2 million of our children who will get a mental health diagnosis. And by the age of 25 in Canada, that rises to 7.5 million.
Oh, wow.
So often what happens around mental health is we are uncomfortable talking about it. And this then creates for the next generation, also discomfort with mental health. So this month, I'm going to share 5 tips on how parents can help end mental health stigma in their families. Number one, education, education, education. So educate yourself and your children. It's really important that we talk to our kids about mental health, because if we don't, Mike, we know that they're going to get it from somewhere else, and the reliability of that information may not be high. So the first step in reducing mental health stigma is to provide accurate information about mental health. So if your kids are asking about depression or anxiety or schizophrenia or bipolar, talk to them. Education can also include correct terminology. It can also be making sure that we teach our kids not to say she's bipolar, but rather teach them to say this is a person with bipolar. So really separating the person from their diagnosis. And finally, remember to tell your kids that mental health challenges are treatable. When parents frame mental health as a treatable condition, it makes children and youth more comfortable to start talking about their own symptoms and feel more hopeful about seeking treatment.
Okay, definitely a great topic. As you mentioned, a lot of people dealing with this, but it does seem like we are starting to talk more about it, which is awesome.
Yes, and I think that is the right trajectory. It was just really interesting. I read more research, and it's still one of the number one reasons people don't go and seek therapy is the stigma of it. So
well,
I just
bad.
Want to keep that message that we can talk about it. Getting help is smart and wise, and let's really help the next generation. He is a normal part of life.
Well, this is a great topic, which we will continue talking about throughout the month. Right now, Kimberly, though, if you can share with our Shine family what's available at Eckert Center.
Well, we take care of the whole family. So whether it's counseling for your teen, a learning assessment for your grade twoer who's struggling to read, play therapy for your daughter who's experiencing anxiety, or relationship counseling for you and your partner. We have counseling, assessment, education, and coaching services. And I encourage people to check us out at EckertCenter.com.
EckertCenter.com to make an appointment, perhaps a free initial visit if you're caller number
2 today.
Caller 2, 403-276-8888. Well, a definite great topic to be shining the light on here. Thank you very much, Kimberly, and we'll continue next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Have a wonderful day, Mike.
Thank you.